听力课堂,听class.com.
Hello everybody and welcome to justvocabulary.com. In today's podcast, we'll introduce the words
insubordinate
and
lustrous.
And we'll review the word
homage.
But now let's get started with our first word
insubordinate.
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 Because the Marine never followed his captain's orders, he was considered an insubordinate.
Insubordinate.
Joanne defended her insubordinate behavior by exposing corruption in high places.
Insubordinate.
When Lisa's boss told her to file the report, she decided to be insubordinate and not to follow the order.
Insubordinate.
The word is spelled insubordinate.
Insubordinate.
What does it mean? When you use the word insubordinate as a noun, it refers to a person who does not submit to authority or follow orders. Mark had a lifelong history of being insubordinate toward his employers. That means Mark never submitted to authority. He was disobedient or rebellious. An insubordinate person refuses to obey orders or to submit to authority. The root word subordinate means controlled by authority. So obviously, insubordinate means exactly the opposite. Insubordinate is a more sophisticated way of saying disobedient or disorderly. Okay, and some antonyms, subordinate and harmonious. Great, let's move on to our next word.
Lustrous.
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 Each night, Lisa brushed her long hair until it was soft and lustrous.
Lustrous.
You know, my girlfriend has a conditioner that gives her hair a lustrous glow.
Lustrous.
Phoebe gave Joey an endearing smile and tossed her long, lustrous hair.
Lustrous.
Lustrous is spelled L-U-S-T-R-O-U-S.
Lustrous.
What does it mean? Lustrous means shining or gleaming. Lustrous is related to the English word luster, which means sheen or glow. While diamonds are known for being brilliant, fabrics like satin and surfaces like polished wood, which reflect light and take on a gloss, are often called lustrous.
Lustrous.
Okay, some synonyms. Shining, glowing, or gleaming, or bright. And a good antonym is dull. Time for a short review question. Do you still remember the meaning of the word
homage? Homage.
To pay homage means to show respect. Two example sentences. In 2009, a lot of scientists will pay homage to Charles Darwin. Or when Ronald Reagan died, thousands of people all over the world came to pay him homage.
Homage.
Okay, and that's the end of today's show. So for now, thanks for listening. I'm your host, Jan, from sunny Cape Town, South Africa. Hope to see you soon with another two words. Bye-bye.